Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, this is an amazing story of chutzpah. I don't know if you know what chutzpah is, but the best definition of it is chutzpah is when a guy murders his parents and then he tells the judge he should get clemency because he's an orphan. Okay, that's chutzpah. Well, this is pretty close. Robert Spindel, one of the fake electors, remember one of the fake Trump electors who falsely sent in a certification to the Senate saying they were the electors from Wisconsin? Robert Spindel is running to be chairman of the Wisconsin Election Commission, which will certify the votes. This is beyond belief. The Wisconsin Election Commission was set up by the legislature with three Democrats and three Republicans. And every 2 years, the chairmanship is supposed to go back and forth. The chairman right now is Ann Jacobs, who's done a good job as chair. So the next chair will be a Republican, and they'll be elected now, and they'll be in place for the 2022 elections in November. And they'll be in place for much of 2024. So how do you elect a chair when there are three Democrats and three Republicans? And up until now, there has been a gentleman's agreement that when it's the Democrats' term, the three of them pick the chair. And when it's the Republicans, the three of them pick the chair. And then everybody unanimously says that's the chair, because the law says it has to go back and forth. Robert Spindel, when he was on the Wisconsin Election Commission a few years ago, before the 2020 election, the commission had to decide something. In the old folks' homes, with COVID, this is before the vaccine, nobody could go in, remember? I mean, children couldn't go in to see their parents, wives couldn't see their husbands, they had to kiss them through the glass, you know, remember that? And the law said that the Wisconsin Election Commission is supposed to send ballots to the old folks, and then if they can't, they can mail them. Well, the Wisconsin Election Commission, instead of getting people to waste their time going to all the old folks' homes around the state, mailed them in because they could get mail, and the old folks, the elderly, would fill them out, or these are people disabled and so on, and mail them back. All six of the commissioners voted for that, and it was upheld by the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Because it said, if you can't get it to them, you mail it. And the only question was, should you have sent guys out a couple of times to each of the old folks' homes in Wisconsin and bang on the door and say, let me in? They say, get out of here. You go back in, let me in, and then you mail it. And that's what it's come down to. That's the whole charge of fraud by the Republican Party. Well, when Biden won, then Spindel changed his mind, and he said, we shouldn't have done that. We bad. And he was a fake elector. He's one of the 10 fake electors. And I've said in the show before, I believe that Merrick Garland and Josh Call should convene a grand jury and indict for sending in a false certification if the facts bear it out. That's what should be done. For this clown, Spindel. This clown Spindel, and he's the guy that Robin Voss and the others, remember, they've all said that the Wisconsin Election Commission should be criminally charged for mailing ballots into the old folks' home, which was 6-0 approved and approved by Wisconsin Republican judges. These clowns, Voss and the rest, there's a sheriff down Racine's pulled the same thing. They all exempt Spindel. They say only five of them should be hammered criminally, even though Spindel voted for it too, because he repented. He repented and became a false elector. This is sick. This is sick. If a guy like Spindel becomes the chairman is the one who certifies elections. In 2022, if Spindel's the chairman, the fake elector, what's going to happen is he's not going to certify any Democratic victory. it's all close, or even if it isn't close. This is sick. You might as well have Gableman chairing the Wisconsin Election Commission, or Voss, or Kumpenga, or Kunyenga, or a lot of the lowlifes that lurk in the shadows of the Republican Party. Go to the lines. Wisco Paul, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today? Wisco Paul.
Morning, Matt. Thanks for taking my call. Very troubling morning here. But the bottom line, Trump is four civil wars today, yesterday, stealing an election. The man is a loser. And if you're in the Trump party, this is what you stand for, stealing elections, civil war. The Democrats are for Social Security, Medicare, the Affordable Care Act. They believe in climate change, clean water, clean air. Apparently the GOP doesn't care about that. They could point out problems, but they have no solutions. Also on guns this morning, for God's sake, the red flag law, background checks to make sure you're mentally competent to carry assault weapons. It probably shouldn't even be sold. A former caller was probably correct in that. But you need to be mentally competent to run around with this kind of a firepower, for goodness sakes. And by the way, this is the NRA. And where did that money come from, Matt? Russia. More Russian money. More foreign money. Look what Diane Hendricks did yesterday in the U-Lines. They're basically for turning elections too, because they just donated just a ton of money to Ron Johnson, and he's a total fake. A fake. The man is, I don't know if he's mentally competent, to be quite honest. I'm a little worked up this morning, but for anybody to go in and mow down kids like what happened yesterday, you need to do some things, Republicans. At least try to do something instead of just going to your corner and screaming at people. So it is a little troubling this morning. And the Democrats need to get out and say, hey, this is what we're for. This is what we're for. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you. Thank you, Paul. That was very, very, very powerful. Thanks for calling. Gene of Eau Claire, my friend. Thanks for calling. Gene, what's in your mind?
Good morning, Matt. Wow. Great callers today. Keeping right on the subject of critical thinking. I've been doing a lot of critical thinking this morning of why we cannot, as a nation or a state, afford to vote for one Republican when the elections come up, because the Republicans, remember, do not work for the people. They work for Uline. They work for the big donators. They do not care one bit, because their actions speak louder than words, of those children that were gunned down. And the NRA is not the NRA that I was a member of years ago. These people don't care one bit about training youngsters to go hunting and crap like that. They are just as bad or worse than any of those other big money donors. Unfortunately, they should all be put in prison, and they should all be held accountable for these kids that are getting gunned, because they are the ones that are letting us keep, you know, keeping this going. In addition to that, Republicans don't care about people, period. They do whatever the donors say. They use tactics that attack your guts. Oh, inflation. Well, they never talk about how we got to inflation or any ideas of how to fix inflation, and they just go for the gut. And then they go for Biden every single day, and guess what? Biden's working his hind end off.
Well, I agree with you 100%, Gene. We got to go to a break. I'm being called to a break. I love your passion. You said it right on the money and on the kids getting gunned down, that disgusting thing that happened. How about the Brady bill, which has been pending in the Senate for 2 years, and all we got to do is pass the suspend the filibuster for the one bill and voting rights. They won't do it because of Manchin and Sinema. I'm getting so tired of this. So tired of this. Going to a break. The lines are open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.